Praise the Lord. Please shout hallelujah to Jesus. You know why I say you shout hallelujah? Because you are blessed. Please shout hallelujah. Honestly speaking, you are blessed. Say, I am blessed. Honestly. Please don't ever believe less. Don't let your situation define you. Never, ever, ever in your life. Maybe a situation that's on two words, don't let it ever define you. Don't let the economy of Nigeria define you and your psyche. Don't let the world that they say war is going on somewhere. Russia is not fighting, it's only Putin that is fighting. If Putin changes his mind today, the war is over. One man. It's not Russia that is fighting Ukraine, no. It's only Putin. Don't let anybody deceive you. Russians are not fighting Ukraine. It's only Putin that is fighting Ukraine. If Putin changes his mind today, the war is what? It's over. So today, I want to tell you, own your life. Say it to yourself. Say, I will own my life and my destiny. When I say own it, I'm not saying you are in control of it. I'm saying to you that God is in control, but own it. Take ownership. Take ownership of your dreams. Don't let the situation define you and it controls you, and all you are thinking about is one situation somewhere. Think about your dreams. Think about what you want to become. And of course, God has said everything concerning us, all the good things of life. So it is not God that has not done it. It is the fact that we have to go and possess our possessions. You will succeed. You will excel. In the name of Jesus. To conclude the message today on building what? Capacity. You know, last week I said we're going to be having about four considerations: hear and listen to gain understanding, filter, ponder, and process, be a thinker. Then number three, ask enough questions. Be inquisitive, query the status quo. Query status quo. Who says it must be like this? The best things have not been invented. Everything you see today is temporal. Something else is coming tomorrow and it's still temporal. As long as humanity is existing, there will be new invention, new innovation. Query the status quo. Then communicate, verbal and beyond. So this morning I will move very fast. I have 3 points to cover in today's message and I want to finish it. So, remember what I said to you. Own your life. Own your dream. Don't let Nigeria or anywhere dictate the way you are thinking in the morning, at night, everything, economy, politics, is it your business? I'm not saying you can't consider them, but don't let it be your concord. Let it be elective. Or else your energy is going to be spent on them. So, number two this morning, filter, ponder, and process. Be a thinker. Please project that point for me, please. Please, can you look up? Say filter, ponder, and process. You know, last week I said hear and listen to gain understanding. Now, what you are hearing, what you are listening to, you must filter it, or else filter. If you don't filter, people can pull you down and you are meditating on it. If you don't know how to filter, there is some bad news somewhere and you are meditating on it. If you don't know how to filter, somebody will say something has happened to somebody and you are meditating on it. They can give a bad news, say maybe somebody had cancer or something. Some people are meditating on it. Filter. And the Bible said what you must think about. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Filter. Now, this is what should preoccupy your mind. Always. That's why, you know, this in the morning when Brother Boy was talking about discipline, do you know that it's very difficult to be disciplined? Very, very difficult to be disciplined. It's one of the most difficult things in life. And I'm going to show it to you now. Check this out. Can you ever be disciplined to maintain this? Think about it. And I'm going to read it. Finally, my brethren. Finally is finally. Now, what should I be thinking about? Check this out. Whatsoever things that are true. Number one. Please, I need it to be bigger than that. Thank you. Whatsoever things that are true. Number one. Now, think still. Whatsoever things that are honest. Free of deceit. Whatsoever that are pure, morally right and fair. That's a prerequisite. That's the recommendation of scriptures. That's what God is saying to you who created you. Think about it. Whatsoever that are pure, whatsoever that are lovely, beautiful, attractive. Whatsoever thing that of good reports, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Ask me the question, who can be disciplined to do that? Now just imagine that the foundation of your thinking, these are your guiding principles. That's why I say filter what you hear. Can you imagine this is the foundation principle of your thinking always? What's number one? Whatever that are. Number two. Honest. Number three. Number four. Pure. Number five. Number six. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So nobody has to tell you that people that are successful in life and in scriptures, when you talk about Joseph, you want to look at what are the parameters, what are the modus operandi? Why were they successful? Why should I not be successful? Why do I have to listen to detractors? Okay, it's one president, somebody is eating money, somebody is doing something. Should that be my business? Are there not men who can borrow the whole of Nigeria money for the next 50 years? Living a life today, and they never stole a cobble. So should I be thinking about people that are stealing? Even the money they are stealing is not even enough than the money that some people can give them. That's none of my business. I can hear it for information, but I filter it. Are you in church this morning? Are you listening to me this morning? What should you be thinking about? Whatsoever that are. Number two. Whatsoever that are. Number three. Number four, five, six, seven. Think on these things. Can you be disciplined to do them? You can write them down. And let it be a checklist in your heart. When you're about to think about somebody, when you're about to think about something, when you're about to think about yourself, when you're about to think about the situation, can it be your checklist? I said filter. Then when you filter and the right thing comes to your mind, then you begin to ponder. Don't ponder on bad things. Don't think evil of people. Yes. Don't let it occur. Don't let it stay in your heart. Expunge it. Don't think negative about yourself. Don't bring yourself down. Don't bring somebody else down in your heart. You know what? The Bible says the abundance of what? The mouth do what? The mouth speak it. That means you have been thinking about those things. That's why you are speaking it. So you are disobeying scriptures. So how do you get results? In life. That's why forgiveness is a prerequisite. You will be offended. Not that you may be offended. What do you mean you may? You will be offended. Will. How do you know that you will pass exam if you don't sit for, how do you know that you are promoted if you don't sit for exam? Some people say, I'm not angry again. And you have not sat for any exam. People that will be surrounded with you that will make you angry. It is when they surround you and you are not angry, that is when you know that you are not angry again. So be a thinker. But when I say thinker, I'm not saying think. People just think about anything and anything. Filter what comes into your heart and look at the guidelines that the scripture is talking about. And that, then ponder. Then when you ponder on this thing, then you switch to process. Because information has to be processed. When you process is when you give life to something. So you don't, okay, for example, what I'm talking to you about now. Just imagine, I've not processed anything. I just read and I'm coming back to talk to you about it. It doesn't make sense. Like I said, I can't be parroting scriptures. So I read the Bible and I talk to you about the Bible. So the thing has not entered me. The thing has not done anything in my life. I can't tell you what it has done in my life. I'm just talking to you. I'm parroting scriptures. There's no life there. You can't change life. Master your thinking. What did I say? What did I say? You know what? It is a job. You won't believe it is something that is difficult to accomplish. Master your thinking. When you think right, you will act right. When you act right, you will get the right result. You will talk right. You will behave right. Everything starts from thinking. That's why the Bible says, guard your heart with what? All diligence. That's the diligence it's talking about. Guard your heart with all diligence. He said, well, out of it is what? Issues of life. So that means that when you show up somewhere, you can be dispensing life. Jesus Christ, I have come that they might have life. And I have news for you. Jesus is not here today. We are representing Jesus. When I show up somewhere, there must be life. How can I show up there will not be life? When you show up in your office, when you show up anywhere, there must be life. When you anywhere you show up, there must be life. Things are not working and you show up there. Life has to come. And I mean life for real. I have come that they might have life. And have it more abundantly. Let me tell you something. Every business that you have today, every business that is not working, the life to change it is inside you. You will make it. I say you will make it. I say you will make it. It's inside you. Let me talk briefly about prayer. You know, sometimes I keep thinking, I say, how do people pray? Because you see, if I have a challenge, and I have a lot, I usually have a lot. If I have a challenge and I'm coming to pray, I don't talk to God about anything. I can say, God, I thank you. I'll be thinking about the challenge. God, I'm thinking about the challenge. And you know what happened? I'll be thinking, as I'm before God, the solution will be coming. And I'm talking, by the time I leave, in fact, I must think out the solution before I start praying. God is in my mind. God, look at this now. It's going to embarrass me. How do I do this? 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 Suddenly, ideas will come. Ideas will come. Ideas will come. Ideas will come. Suddenly, I got it. I say, Father, I thank you. And I switch. That's my experience with prayer. And most of the time, when I say, Father, I thank you, I mean, Father, I thank you. Then number 3 points. Ask enough questions. Be inquisitive and query the status quo. Query. And the first, you know, the first person to query is yourself. Why am I where I am? Yes. I'm not supposed to be here. What am I doing here? This is not my level. This is not my level, actually. So what am I doing here? Where are my relationships? Why are my children not? Why do I have a good relationship with my children? Where's my wife? Where's my husband? Where's my home? How did I get here? You query yourself. So you don't shift responsibility. Somebody is responsible. Somebody is responsible. No, I am responsible. Query yourself. Why am I where I am today? It is when you ask the right question that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. When you ask the wrong question, God will not speak to you. When you shift responsibility, you are not ready for God. Because you know what? What God wants to do is God wants to change me. If God can change me, my student can change. And there is always a better me tomorrow. So, I can't. Paul said, no. He said, forgetting the past, pressing on towards the... Man, that means there is a better you tomorrow. The you yesterday is yesterday. There is a better you tomorrow. That's what you press towards. I want to query the status quo. I want to wake up tomorrow and say, where is me today? What do I have to do to get to me today? This is not my level. How can I be the same yesterday, today, and forever like God? God is perfect. That's why God is the only one that is permitted. No man is permitted to be the same yesterday. And you are the same today. And the same forevermore. It's called failure. Men that have failed are on the same spot. Nothing is changing in them. In fact, they are not conscious to change. They are not conscious to change. They enjoy where they are. They celebrate where they are. How can I say this is my best? I am somebody in the making. There's a better me tomorrow. So I'm always on the lookout for the better me. And that's why, what is it that you have? How can I be jealous of you when there is a better me? Who says you know me? You don't know me. You only know me today. You don't know me tomorrow. So please be careful. Say somebody be careful. Tell someone be careful. Because there is a better me tomorrow. I don't care what you have, what you carry. There is a better me tomorrow. So how do I look at me today and judge me today? When I can query myself to get to my destination tomorrow, how do I tell myself that this is my best? No, it's an injustice to myself. How can I sentence my step to stagnation? Never. Never in my life. How can I tell myself that somebody is greater and better than me? You are who? Who is speaking when Jehovah has not commanded? The devil is selling some product to people and they are buying it like no man's business. It's African. They are having a servitude mentality. They are having a mentality of servitude. And somebody is a rich man in Africa. And so what? Who do you see? Have you? Somebody says, so what? That's his dream. Is that my dream? Leave me alone. I'm on my way to my dream. And let me tell you something. I'm not at any bus stop. No, I'm not staying. I'm a man in progress. And I'm progressing fast. I have momentum. I galvanize. I move. And you can't get me because I speed. David says, shall I pursue? What are you doing with your life? Are you pursuing? He said, shall I pursue? It was not God that told David, though. It was David that suggested to God. So God has created you in his image. Don't be asking God, hey God, what is it? You don't have a brain. You can't think it out. And you are telling God to think for you. He doesn't do it. That's not the job of God. That's your job. Read up. Build yourself up. Understand what you have to talk about. Who is going to listen to tautology? Things are not being processed. There's no life in what people are saying. Who's going to listen? It was David that asked God. He told God exactly what he wanted. He said, God, David was behaving like a small boy. He was crying. You know, small picking, they cry. I want food. God was saying, hey, David, the king of Israel. God was watching him. And the people, they said, we will kill you. You are a stupid man. You are crying. Everybody was crying. They said, are you supposed to be crying too? They said they will stone him. Only David pay one. Some people must be stoned for their head. When they carry stone, and David knows Israel, when they stone people to death. They know how to use stone. It's their weapon. Immediately, David woke up. He said, I'm not supposed to be crying. Very good. Most of the time, the things that happen to us are a wake-up call. Say to yourself, say, I will wake up. I can't hear you. Say, I will wake up. Leave that one. Say, I will wake up. I don't care what happened to me. I recharge. And somebody who did a business thing, it doesn't work. I recharge. I'm always thinking, okay, what have I not done right? What is yet for me to do? And I galvanize my vision and my purpose. And I know how to walk now. I study work. Oh, you don't have a clue. I can't tell you what I was doing throughout Saturday. I will tell you one day. So, David said, shall I pursue? It was the one that suggested it. It was not. He said, will I overtake? That's why they say request. Make your request known to God. What is your request? Intelligent request. You look at the situation. Yes. With the way the economy is going, this one cannot satisfy me. With the way the king go, hey, I'm intelligent. Oh, should I be thinking like this? People are not sitting down. You make correct requests. You want to change your status. You want to change your personality. You want to change everything. I keep telling you, dollar is 580 something. And you are sitting down making naira. You can't sit down and look at the way you make dollar. Where is Kule Jimba? He told us something this morning. And some of you are not looking for Kule Jimba. To tell you the cocoa behind the matter. Kule has to come and see me. Because I'm his pastor. What, am I not his pastor? That's the benefit of pastor. You too can benefit. Kunle is your friend. Okay. One is 580. I'll be thinking about that one that is 500. No, I will make dollar. Let me say, should I pursue? Will I do what? And do what he suggested to God, what he wanted. And God said, pursue. Overtake, and without you, you will recover and think about it. But don't be too. It's not too easy. That's why I tell people: when you pray and God told you something, be careful. God will not tell you what you will pass through. He will only tell you the conclusion of the matter. Somebody said, God said it. I believe it. Stop that thing. I'm not saying don't believe it. Did God not tell David he was going to be king in Israel? And he came easy at me. Hey, when God has spoken to you, brace up for challenges. God gave Joseph a dream, right? He gave Joseph a dream. And the star, the moon, and they are bowing down to him. Excellent, Abby. He didn't tell Joseph what he was going to pass through. God will never tell you what you will pass through. That's not the job of God. God will only tell you that the same happened to Jesus. It didn't happen to you. For the joy that was set before he endured, it was set before him. He put the joy in front of him. You got to go through. Why are you crying? Wake up and have backbone. God has not given birth to men without backbone. Men that have spine. That is the men that life delivered to. Spine! He said, the wicked man flee when no man is doing what? Okay, just imagine. They're not even pursuing them. But they are fleeing. He said, but the righteous are what? As bold. Everybody say bold. I can't hear. I say bold. You know why they compare you to lion? Lion! They are bold as a lion. They don't run away. Did you not read in the Bible? They haven't done all to stand. Stand therefore. You've done all to stand. They told you to stand again. Somebody go, I've done everything. God, see, I've done this. I've done this. I've done this. I said, you've not done enough. When you've done enough, it will be delivered to you. There's still so much to do. You've not done enough. David, Joseph in the house of Potiphar has not done enough. The next course is prison. You must go there. And don't pray it away. When people pray some things away, they are praying their destinies away. There's some prayer I don't pray. Which prayer? I don't pray. I know that I can make it. Yes. I know that I... Okay, what is it? No matter what may come my... Where's my life? Do you have that confidence? Do you have that confidence? Your life is in the hand of God. And so the people have left. And David said, God said, David pursue. And God didn't say anything again. What is the business of God? God has spoken. That's your job. Are you not the one that wanted it? So go after it. You are the one to go and develop the stamina. You are the one to go and read up. You are the one to go look for wisdom. You are the one to go and look for partners. That is not God's job. Can you imagine what people ask God to come and do? If God has to do it for everybody, why did he create you in his image? Is that not a disgrace that you've paid your son's school fees and you are going to help him to study? I say, it doesn't work. I pay my children. It does not work. I pay your fees. And we only pay tuition. They know. Because the tuition is heavy. They work to pay for their accommodation. They work. I say, go and work. He says, no. The Lord will help you. They work to pay their accommodation. I'm telling you. They work to pay for their phone and then to buy all clothes. We know they send money to buy clothes. We only pay tuition. Tuition ain't go cut some go. It is your job to read. It is our own to pay tuition. Now, if you want to sleep, go look for money for accommodation. Go and work. That is why people are more successful abroad than here. Their children go to work from teenage years. They know how to work, filling station. They become responsible. They are dropping something at home. Our children know how to stay at home. And they are married. You are still buying car for them. God will help us. My daughter called me. My son called me. He said, Daddy, check your account. I said, what happened? I said, something dropped there. I said, that's a good boy. My daughter came and said, Daddy, check your account. I said, what did happen? She said, something dropped there. That's my girl. Am I talking? Listen to me. Yes, what I'm saying. So we teach them how to make money, to be responsible with money. You don't teach them to make money. You teach them to be responsible with money. It's part of what we have planned. The Bible says, as long as heart remaineth, Satan and what? Children, if you're in the church, take care of your parents from now, not then. Learn to buy little things for your parents. I don't care what they have. Learn to buy things for them. Learn it. When you are going home, go and buy bread and plantain. You are going home to eat. You'll be eating for the past 20-something years. And you still get that. Food is not ready. Which food did you prefer? I said, which food? Please, parents, stop spoiling your children. When your children have left university, stop getting everything for them. You are not helping them. Even when they are in the university, they should be working. And when they are working, they must bring something home. And what did you bring? Do you bring plantain when you are coming? Go back. Go and look for plantain. And I don't want bad plantain. The plantain that your mommy used to buy. Go and bring plantain. And fry dodo for daddy. And daddy will chop dodo. You know what? It was when whoever brought venison is the one that collected the blessing. It's not the one. The man that brought the venison collected the blessing. Jacob said, but this is not Esau. But that's aroma of food. Huh? It's not Esau. But what I'm eating. This is not Esau. The voice is not the voice of Esau. But he wanted to. Oh, no. But don't tell you, Jacob, my bad, who's here, baby? That blessing, bully, funny. When the other one came, he said, there's no more blessing. The food was so delicious that the man finished the blessing on him. They will finish blessing on you. I said, God will finish blessing on you. Let me tell you something. That is why you serve God. And you make sure you give to God. God can finish blessing on you. God will bless you. And you know what? It's not only God that blesses. There are people that bless. Parents blesses. Be careful with your parents. Be careful with your parents. They have authority. Parents blesses. It's not only God that blesses you. I don't want to talk about us. Leave us alone. You say his pastor, no, they won't leave. They bless us. When Jacob finished all the blessing on the boy, and the other one came, my father brought it. You are too late. You will not be too late. Some people don't have speed in life. They have skill, but they don't have speed. You won't get your destination. You can't have skill and not have speed. Both of them, they go together. Somebody had done something. You know, Esau did not have intelligence, native intelligence, no get. You will be intelligent. I say you will be intelligent. That is why you know why Nigerians are making it abroad. Because there's what we call native intelligence here. Town boys, bad day, lonely. Ah, there's no light in Nigeria. There's no water. There's no road. There's light. There's water. There's road. There's everything. Only winter. We cope with winter. That's why they are topping everything. But the people that have been trained without nothing, they took them a good environment. Nigerians are not small people. Clap for yourself, Nigeria. If you are in Nigeria, clap for yourself. Are you from Afghanistan? You're not clapping. Are you from Syria? Honestly speaking, wait. If you are not clapping, you are from Syria. I mean, some people are not clapping. Are you from Afghanistan? I say clap for yourself. See that boy. See that boy is pressing for. He's not clapping. Praise the Lord. Nigeria know they carry last. I mean, Nigeria know they carry. That is it. But you know what happened? That is Nigeria. A child of God know they carry second. So you look at you. You are Nigeria, know they carry last, and you are a child of God. A child of God know they carry second. Because he said you are above and you are not beneath. Say, I know they carry second. I can't hear. Say, I know they carry second. That's a child of God. What are you doing? You're not even talking. I know they carry second. You're not even talking it well. Say, I know they carry second. You know what happened? Use your mouth to call something. The Bible says power of life and death is in the tongue. Hello? I can't hear. Hello? 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 What did I say? Be inquisitive and do what? And query the status quo. Why must it be like this? Sometimes when I'm talking with Bro Paul, I keep asking Bro Paul, no, let's have a conversation around this. You query something now. What is it? We talk. Not me to talk, but you are not talking stupid things. Oh, you are not cantankerous. Oh. You are talking wisdom. You are having conversation. Luke 2:46. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of doctors and hearing them and doing what? Asking them questions at age 12. So why are you not listening to your children? Why can they not ask you questions? Mommy, must it be like this? Daddy must, and you're saying, no, they must ask questions. Emma Pastor Mamonara. Especially when they're asking you thought-provoking questions. Oh, they must answer me, or what does it off? No, they can ask you any question. Jesus was asking them questions at age 12. The teachers of law, the teachers of law, the religious folks. So now in the church, I say nobody must talk. The youth must not ask questions. Their trouble is too much. Jesus was asking questions with the doctors of law at age 12. Because there's something else on top of his life that he has to get verification. And I'm sure they cannot answer his questions. Verse 47, look at this. I'm talking about Luke 2:47. Let's do it together. 1, 2, 3, go. And that did what? All that they did what? Were what? At what? And at age 12. 12 years old. Why are you indulging your children? 12 years old. They were astonished. 12. First Samuel 17:25-32. I read very quickly. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that came up surely to defy Israel? Is he come up, and it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. How will you not do it? You better give him your throne. The boy is coming to collect your throne. He's not coming to collect gift alone. So he did not know what he was talking about. Eh? Why is it that you become a leader? Money, what in Yoruba, what did you say? They use somebody to give a title of Awudi. He cannot carry chicken. I don't know he can't carry chicken. You know what I mean? You are a king. Somebody is coming to challenge your country. You are supposed to be standing, you are not standing, and you say you want to give him gift. The guys don't have the throne.
Go and sit down.
You know what? If you don't want people to take over your business, get ready. Everyone say, get ready. When you have staff who are the one that is answering your questions and you are not answering anything, they are the owner of your business. They are not the owner again. No?
Brabaya was saying that the day they came to my factory,
I've been working since like that. Which machine? All my staff, if they go today, all of them, if they go today, I will get people, the business will continue. Today. But I don't pray they go. I'm just telling you the way I used to think. That's where I think. So that's where I prepare for myself for the worst case scenario. I believe God for the best and I prepare for what? The worst. So how can I have a business and you are the one that is in control of the business? Some people that have business, when their staff is talking, they will keep quiet.
Oga, no, you are not supposed to do it like that. No, Oga, that's not going to work. Today he said that's not going to work. Tomorrow they said that's not going to work. And all that stuff, I listen to him. Who is the owner of the business? You're not the owner of the business. You have vacated the seat. You know, story.
No, people lead with fact and figure. David said, who is going to kill? The man that killed this guy. They must give him something. That's what David said. He's making a request. What would they give him? And David spoke to the man that stood by him, saying, again, you, what shall be done to the man that killed this Philistine and taken away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? You know why David was talking like that? David was prepared. He knew what he carried. So when people are talking with confidence, don't defy them. They know what they are carrying. People without confidence, they will be begging. What is it? Anything. The man in say, Mongata. People with confidence, they talk. They know it's going to happen. And when you don't have the capacity, you can't have confidence. Capacity begets confidence. It begets confidence. David knew what he can do. So he was negotiating. This guy was just negotiating here. Now. And the people answer him after this manner, saying, so shall it be done to the man that killed him. Verse 28. Lazy brother, don't come. Say lazy brother. Say lazy brother. They were in the military. Do you know what happened? They will be, their stomach will be coming out. Because they don't know how to fight again. When Boko Haram, some people, no, not Boko Haram, not me. They were in the military. Their stomach is coming out. They don't know how to do press up again. They don't know how to do anything. They don't do exercise. Listen to me. Do you want to live long? Do exercise. Exercise yourself spiritually and physically. This guy showed up. And look at it. And Eliab is eldest brother, heard when he spoke unto the men. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. Why didn't his anger kindle against Goliath? Some people, they will leave the matter. The way you talk is the problem. No, it's not the way I talk. What is the problem? Instead of his anger to be kindled against Goliath, so he could go and fight Goliath, his anger was kindled against his young brother. Why are you fighting your wife? Do you need prayers? Why are you fighting your wife? The way she talks. How is she talking? Am I not the husband? If you remind me that you are the husband, something is wrong somewhere. You are reminding me that you are reminding somebody that you are the husband. How can I be reminding my wife that I'm the husband? It means bad, responsible. It's all responsible. They say responsible. And now, when a responsible man shows up, what happened to the woman? That is Shehunje. That is Bokile Majeno. I said, my mom, what is my jail? She writes that money writes that she can call she manicolo she can call that kill effect. Women, is that not the truth? Is that not the truth? Now, what I'm saying is the fact I'm not saying you have everything in the world, but I'm just saying that you are responsible. I'm not saying you have all the money, that's not what I'm talking about. You are responsible, even in spite of the fact that you have challenges, you are still responsible. Leadership is about responsibility. Not the fact that you have all the money in the world. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you have empathy.
Some women can give all the money in their account to their husband because the man is responsible. So also men, they can give all the money in their account to their wife because she's responsible. His anger was kindled against David. Now, was David the problem?
It was Goliath.
You suddenly left what you're supposed to face, and you are facing what you're not supposed to face. Goliath was the problem that threatened you for 40 days. You didn't face Goliath. You know, some people are vexing their anger. Some women, they will vex their anger on their housemate. You're a stupid girl. You are seducing my husband. Where were you? I will send you away. You are a witch. Some ask, they will say, they are banned, they everything. I said, no problem. Another one, they collect another one. No, they have a character problem. You will not be at home to give food to your husband. And your husband is one that giving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So why we not know the name of the house girl? Ashade, yes, daddy. Say somebody be responsible. I can't just say somebody be responsible. Tell how they be responsible.
Yes, it's all, be responsible.
Don't give your house for somebody else to run for you. The Bible says a wise woman buildeth her home. You build it. Building is hard work. I'm not saying don't ask men. I'm not saying don't have everything. But you are the one in charge. You know what is important is what you take care of. Proverbs 31, go and read the virtuous woman. The last point, let me move to the last point. You can finish the story of David. The last point is communicate. I said verbal and beyond. Do you know that even if you are standing anywhere and you are not saying anything, do you know that you are communicating? Even if you are not talking. No, you are communicating. Now, whatever you want to do in life, whoever you are, if you don't understand how to communicate, nobody buys what you have. You don't understand how to communicate. You don't understand how to... And when you talk about communicating, there is what we call language. What language do I want to hear? There's a language when you are out of your house. Maybe you are in the office. There's a language for your children. There's a language for your husband. There's a language for your friends. You must understand how to communicate effectively across board. And whatever you carry, you must know how to communicate it. The Bible says, do not think of yourself more high than you ought to. But if you don't think of yourself, nobody will think of you. See, myself and my wife, we've been married for how many years? Do you know that I still have to communicate? Yes, now. You know, when things are going in a particular direction, you know how to switch. You know how to tilt it. And that is the prerogative of men, especially in the house. You determine the temperature of your home. When you have some people, some visitor, they come around, and you know that this is not too good, you make sure you stay around to channel the conversation. There are some things that you cannot change. Sometimes, when your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, they come around, no matter what, maybe some things are happening, you try and make sure that you tilt the balance. Maybe somebody is just oppressing your wife unnecessarily, and you know that it's somebody's, you know, someone you can do away with. You try and be around to make sure that you put things in the right perspective. They can't be talking down on your wife and you are there, you are looking at her, you are not saying anything. You are not protective. The woman is thinking, oh, you will not know. You'll be thinking, hey, you will call me a gamio. So suddenly she starts acting up. I kilo share, kilo share. Me what in she? Because you are not conscious. Ah, mama ko rebel. Ko se sola, sola ori ben. No, hey, get it right. No, ko se ben, ko ri ben. You tilt, you balance it across board. And even your children, when they are doing something, try and understand the reason why and communicate effectively. Hey, omo ye o, ko se to call me, ko se mo fa be so we, you are not communicating. You learn how to sit your children down and reason with them. I remember when our son, they came in for holiday, so he wanted to study a course. And he has tried the first year, they didn't give him admission. And I've thought about it, no problem. So the second year, he wanted to try again. And he was filling his form, we were on the dining. He said, I will pick the course first choice, and I will pick the course second choice. I didn't say anything. You know what? You know, you must have capacity. And I no, don't do that. No, I didn't say that. I put the thing for body. And I said, Ayobami, can we do this? He said, Daddy, what? But you know, if you have two things, can you give me one and take one? Daddy, why not? I'll give you one. I said, no, there are two slots. You pick the first choice and let me pick the second choice. I'm your daddy. So daddy was thinking, okay, I saw on his face that makes sense. I said it made sense. So put the course that you want in the first choice. I give you number one. But put the course in the second choice because I need to have another choice. He said, so what course do I put in the second choice? I said, put this course. The course that I've seen in the future. It is not small. The father is greater than children. I wasn't saying, no, I'm your father. I'm Kinikan. Yeah, you're your father. Okay. So I reason him. So he put the other course. When he finished school, and he got a job, he said, Daddy, if I've done the first course, I wouldn't have gotten a job. I say, I know. You don't have to tell me. It's not news to me. It's only news to you. I know. But you know what happened? I didn't enforce it. I sold it to him. Because the Bible says, do not provoke your children to what? To wrath. Communicate effectively. You know what? It is word that they used to bring word from the pocket. It is the word that they used to bring the other one also from the pocket. You must understand the capacity to communicate. In the Old Testament, the prophet in the Old Testament did not understand how to communicate effectively. They would just say, no, God will kill you. You will die. You will do something. When Jesus came in the New Testament, he changed the narrative. Jesus became very humane. He was going to their houses. He was visiting the sinners. Yeah, that was what he was doing. He changed the narrative. And that's why most of us can be here today. Brethren, please tell somebody communicate effectively. So you know what? Even when you are in an office, let's say your boss, people, you can communicate effectively to change the narrative about anything. The Lord will help you. I say the Lord will help you. In the name of Jesus. His face will shine upon your life. You will be great in the land of the living, but I will need you to remember what we said today. Now, thinking. What must you be thinking about? Number one. LG, who am I already? What's everything that are? Number two. Number three. Number four. Hey, now, let's say it. One, two, three, go. What's everything that are? What's everything that are? What's everything that are? What's everything that are? Whatsoever of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on this thing. I have news for you. Please practice it. If you practice it in 1 month and you don't see a miracle, come back and tell me that what I said to you is not true. I want us to rise this morning.